You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You know, like after that swing, I told whoever was standing next to me, I was like, this is your leadoff hitter, at least for the next 5 years. You know, I mean, left or right-handed, I don't think this kid goes anywhere else, in the lineup. You know, I think he's probably staying there, barring something unforeseen. He's getting to the point where it's getting more neutral. You know, I was looking at his splits today, his left-handed splits today, and they're not bad. You know, they're definitely going up. He's 21 years old. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. I don't, the All-Star thing's important to the players. It's important to the fans. It's important to us. You know, when I look at Jackson, I'm not concerned about the All-Star thing right now. It's like, how do we get this kid to be one of the top five players in the game by 2027? That's how I look at Jackson.
So that's Tony Manzalino talking about Jackson Holliday. And Jackson Holliday's gotten off to a rough start to the month of August. OPS of 358 so far. Did walk three times yesterday. Jason, what are you seeing from Jackson Holliday?
That comment is complete and utter buffoonery. That's gong show clown level stuff, and it does matter because while he is ill-equipped to manage a high school varsity team, that's the skipper of a major league operation, and that's the messaging he sends to the clubhouse, and that's the messaging he sends to Jackson Holliday, and it is complete charlatan stuff. Okay, Jackson Holliday is a leadoff man. Is batting .245 with a .293 on base and a .382 slug. That's a .676 OPS. This kid strikes out four times as much as he walks as a leadoff guy. It's ridiculous, okay? He's got an OPS plus of a leadoff guy is 81. That means he's 20% worse than the average major league hitter. Now, again, this fraud is telling you this guy is the leadoff hitter for life. I'm telling you, he's already coming up on a sample size that's approaching what he's ever done in a season in his career, and we've still got almost 2 months to go. I'm telling you, they need to back off this kid. They need to bat him in the back of the lineup, and they need to give him a day off, a day or two off with more regularity. Since July 1st, Jackson Holliday's played 33 games. 233, 285, 346 slash line. 631. That's failure. And they keep batting him leadoff every night and giving him more plate appearances than anybody else. His last 33 games, he's got 7 extra base hits, okay? He's got 2 stolen bases in that span. He's been caught stealing 2 times. 31 strikeouts to 9 walks since July 1st. And as Gigi said, 3 of those walks came yesterday. It's time to end this charade that they're propagating on you. Like, Dylan Beavers somehow doesn't belong here. Jackson Holliday's the leadoff guy for life. Colton Cowser had a concussion, but nobody knew he had a concussion. Like, nobody knew Maverick Hanley had a concussion. Don't worry about Grayson Rodriguez throwing 89.5 miles an hour in a bullpen before a fake game in Fort Myers, Florida, right? Like, all this has to stop. These people have to go. They have to get the hell out of our lives, and they need to be fired en masse. Training staff, baseball operations staff, player development staff, they all need to go. You're not doing Jackson Holliday any favors running this myth out there that he's a top 5 young player in baseball and he's your leadoff hitter for life. You should be backing off of him right now because his quality of work is telling you he's breaking down. And somebody on this show told you before the season started, they'll be lucky. They'll be lucky if he gives them what Adam Frazier gave them 2 years ago. And people said, I'm crazy. Well, guess what?
Well, that's separate conversation.
Guess what? Adam Frazier, that season, 455 plate appearances, 696 OPS. Jackson Holliday, 469 bone plate appearances, 694 OPS. Okay? Jackson Holliday, 11 steals. Adam Frazier, 11 steals. You want to know the difference? Frazier did it on 15 attempts, and Jackson Holliday's been caught 20. Stealing nine times.
Yeah.
Adam Frazier, 13 home runs and 60 RBIs. Jackson Holliday, 14 home runs and 44 RBIs. Adam Frazier, 68 strikeouts to 32 walks. Jackson Holliday, 110 strikeouts to 28 walks. Adam Frazier had a WAR of 1.7. Jackson Holliday, in part because he's still not good in the field, has a WAR of 0.5. Yeah. Okay? So, like, he's not the finished product. You want him to end this season with some confidence. You don't want to waste all the goodwill you had in the first half. He's also gone 16 games without hitting a home run. I told you, I don't care how many home runs he hits, but it will start getting in his head because he did have, like, 14 of them in the first half. Back off, Jackson Holliday, you buffoons. You frauds to the game of baseball. Please, do what's right for the human being, for the 21-year-old kid. Stop the madness. You're pathetic. You make me sick. Your product makes me sick.
No emotion.
I want you the F out of my town.
No emotion.
So bad. So bad you have no idea.
Well, with Jackson, you can go back to after the All-Star break, and that's a 22-game sample size, a 580 OPS, the on-base at 281. And, Jason, you gave the number for the season, him in the leadoff role. If you got an on-base below 30%, man, and
you're striking out 30% of the time, and you're telling me, why are we doing this?
And look, this isn't me being down on Jackson. The kid's 21 years old. This is some of the things that you have to live with, and you got to know when to back off of him. And maybe that's that time right now, because he's never played a 162-game MLB season. This is his first full season. We know what type of grind it is. We know that this season has just been depressing to begin with in terms of the record and all of that. And Jackson has absolutely made some strides, but now would be a time to back off a little.
It is funny. And to be fair, Adam Frazier, his season in 2023 was better. The WAR says it. Also, to be fair, Adam Frazier was 31 and Jackson's 21.
I'm just telling you. I said that at the beginning of the year because I wanted to set reasonable expectations.
Sure,
I'm not down on the kid.
No.
But this is what it is.
Yeah,
they keep trying to sell you like he's going to be the difference next year when he needs to sit now.
Yeah, he needs some time off, and he probably needs to be, as Jason put it, backed off. But again, they're horrible.
They don't care. They don't effing care about them as human beings.
No, and they're horrible with messaging, and they're horrible with decision making. Quite frankly, they're horrible.
They're horrible.
part of it, you could say, who cares at this point, but who would be the leadoff guy? Did you go back to Gunner, Westberg?
Westberg and Gunner.
I gave the stat months ago. Gunnar Henderson doesn't have RBIs, not because he's not hitting home runs, because he never comes up with anybody on base. Yeah. Now, far be it for them to actually mess around with their batting order or experiment, be a real team like the Rays. No, they get stuck in their ways. But I think you could move Gunnar Henderson around. You could do some different things. Like, I don't know. You really want to straighten Adley Rutschman up again? Let's see if Adley Rutschman can bat leadoff and get on base 40% of the time the final 6 weeks of the season. I don't care. Stop doing this to this kid. Stop it.
It's in his head. It's obviously in his head. That seems to be the biggest part of that. And for the long-term good of him and them,
he doesn't need six plate appearances a night right now.
Yeah. That seems to be the
and it shouldn't take me telling them
I'm
sick of how can I run their team better from this stupid little desk right here than them than all those Ivy League geniuses
stupid.
And all their algorithms can do over there. Why are we always ahead of the curve?
Well, they're focused on Dylan Beavers getting them a draft pick because if he
stays
down.
That's never going to happen.
Till the 15th, they got one prong, Jason. Baseball America's got him in the top 100. Now, Pipeline just did their update. He's not in their top 100. But if ESPN puts them in his in their top 100, then they got two prongs
that,
there.
And that's all that matters is banners and rankings and them trying to stay employed. Yeah. They don't care about these kids as human beings. They have no clue how to develop them. They have no clue how to tend to them medically. They had people in this organization who had to do that. They ran them out in the middle of the night with no explanation, and they've had nothing but problems since. Like, this is really ugly. And look, strip everything else aside. Just forget everything you know about this season. If I had told you that we're going to be heading into mid-August and the Yankees are going to be 5 or 6 games over 500.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
And the Orioles are still going to be 15 games out. And it's going to be because they're 15 games worse than the Toronto Blue Jays. What would you have said?
I'd have been shocked.
You'd have said that's impossible,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'd have been shocked. Yankees
that's the world
place.
We're living in.
Yeah.
The American League is so tepid, so pathetic, that a Guardians team that looked left for dead 2 weeks ago because they didn't hit the ball until they played the Orioles, they're a half game behind the Yankees.
Yep.
And they sold.
Rangers haven't hit the ball all year. They're still right there, barely 500. Even if the Orioles were only like as pathetic as the Minnesota Twins, we would at least still care what happened in the game last night because you could convince yourself it had some kernel of meaning towards a potential way to salvage this season. We're so far beyond that. It has to cost people their jobs. If Brandon Hyde is the only person who pays for this, that's an affront to the fan base. That's an affront to anybody in this region who knows anything about baseball. That would be the biggest take them for sucker moves ever. But you know what? This owner is asleep at the wheel until proven otherwise for me. So who knows?
Meanwhile, the Mariners, who were the big buyers at the deadline, come into town tomorrow, and they're 9-1 since the deadline. So they come in red hot. So that'll be fun. Orioles and Mariners started three games.
That this bullpen that Michael Elias was crowing about during his Zoom at the trade deadline. We're going to see plenty of that.
Yeah.
See plenty of that.
Quality arms in that pen.
Corbin quality Martin. Arm. Corbin Martin, Oriole for life.
Keegan Aiken.
Keegan Aiken's the least of their problems.
Yeah. Wolfman.
Wolfman.
Very joke. Like I said, I'm glad they're not playing horrible baseball tonight.
Coming up next,
great time to fire your GM.
Yeah, we got a wrap up. Orioles and A's. Orioles lose 2-3 to Oakland over the weekend. We recap next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.